Well, hi there. It's Casey Truffaut again, and we're talking today to Michael Yopko. I'm so excited to speak with Michael. He's going to be one of our VIP presenters at the Therapist Leadership Virtual Conference. Good morning.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Good.
And your topic I just find so fascinating, and I'm going to read the title for everybody. It's called Depression is Contagious, the Social Aspects of Developing and Treating Depression. Again, depression is contagious. Wow. Can you speak a little more about what you're going to be sharing with us?
Well, most people have been focusing on the biology of depression, and of course, antidepressant medications now are the most widely prescribed class of medications. But the problem, of course, is that it has been much more about marketing than science. And when we look at what's been going on with people who are treated with medications exclusively, they don't respond all that well, higher rate of relapse, and many of the things, of course, that are inherent or innate to depression are things that medication can't touch. No amount of medication is going to help people develop a social support network. No amount of medication is going to help people be better problem solvers. And so what I've been particularly interested in is the social side of the equation. How does depression spread? I've been interested in what are known as the transgeneration risk factors, specifically how is it that depressed parents are such strong risk factors for raising depressed children? What is it about the way our society is structured and the way that we approach relationships that increases people's vulnerability to depression? So those are the things that I'm going to be addressing.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, just one of the things that I know that a lot of us that have, you know, our seasoned clinicians have had trouble with is when we have a depressed patient, trying to get them to create a social network, because sometimes they're so depressed they don't want to go do that. So are you going to be sharing a little bit about that with us, about how to help them?
Well, I can certainly talk about that. And, you know, I can say in a general way that part of what depression is built on is a foundation of passivity. If depression was a product, its commercial slogan would be, why bother? Why bother to go to the doctor? Why bother to go for therapy? Why bother to do the therapy homework assignments? Why bother to read the books that the therapist recommends? Why bother to go connect to people? And if therapists aren't good at answering the question, why bother, then it's really not going to make much of a difference to the depressed person. So it becomes a pretty critical component of any good intervention to help this person develop enough positive expectancy that it justifies the effort. And, of course, understanding the other patterns that regulate depression becomes important, too. For example, depressed people have what is known as low frustration tolerance. If they don't get some immediate benefit, they lose interest very quickly. So therapists can't talk to depressed people like they're just anybody. They have a pretty unique set of needs and demands, and I hope to be able to articulate some of those.
Great, great. Well, I'm really excited because I know one of the other things that you're interested in, as you just said, is the transgenerational links with depression. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping you'll be talking some about that too.
Well, I expect to. certainly, you know, one of my earlier books was called Hand-Me-Down Blues, and it was actually the first book that talked about the family aspects of depression, the fact that depression doesn't just affect a single individual. And so when we look at how depression negatively affects marriages and how bad marriages negatively affect raising kids, it's pretty easy to see that depression has profound consequences for relationships. And so, I hope to and expect to be able to talk about some of the specifics of that.
And are you going to be talking about also about when you think antidepressants might be appropriate, or?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about
okay.
that. You know, it's not that I'm against antidepressants, but certainly there's a need to appreciate what the limits are of what they can actually do.
Great. Well, I am really jazzed about this time with you, and you're going to actually be in Australia when you call us. So.
Yeah, I'll be calling in from Brisbane, Australia, in sunny Queensland. So I'll have to get up super early to make this happen, but it's worth it.
Well, we're really grateful, and your presentation is going to be on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2009, and that's 12 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time for us. It'll be a different day and time for you there in Australia.
Right.
Well, thank you very much for this, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Thanks, Casey. I look forward to it, too.
Thank you.